And this is Tate Servans coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Studio. This is your news for the hour, starting now. Ashley Marie Robinson appeared in Huron County District Court on charges of second-degree child abuse. Robinson waived her right to a preliminary examination, and sources indicate the waiver was made in an effort to negotiate a plea agreement. Robinson is scheduled to appear for arraignment in Huron County Circuit Court on February 2nd at 9 a.m. And on the morning of Friday, January 9th, a fire was reported at LJ Gashko Furniture Company at approximately 3:45 a.m. There were over 8 fire departments responding to the fire at 8308 Hayes Road in Pigeon. The blaze continued until well after 5 a.m., with every fire department in Huron County responding, with the exception of Port Hope Fire Department. In our article, there are pictures and a short video of the fire at approximately 4:30 a.m., as well as the aftermath of the large structure fire. You can find this article on thumbnet.net. It was posted on Friday, January 9th, 2026, at 12:58 Eastern Standard Time. And 2 people sustained minor injuries Thursday morning following a collision on North Port Crescent Street in Bad Axe. The incident occurred around 11:40 a.m. when a driver attempting to enter a restaurant parking lot crossed into oncoming traffic. A 76-year-old Birchville resident driving a Chevrolet Equinox failed to yield while turning, striking a minivan traveling the opposite direction. The impact forced the minivan off the road into a light pole, and both occupants of the minivan, a 58-year-old woman from Sebring and a 78-year-old Caro resident, received medical attention at a local hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities determined the Equinox driver was responsible for the crash and issued citations for failure to yield and improper lane usage. Multiple emergency response agencies had responded to the scene. And we will be back with a few more articles for you after this brief PSA.
14 years in prison for killing a young woman. A 15-year sentence for a crash that caused 3 deaths. 12 and a half years for killing a child and critically injuring her mother. All true stories. All caused by marijuana-impaired drivers. No matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we are back. A Bayport man has reached a plea agreement in a child sexually abusive material case. Keith John Finkbeiner has agreed to plead guilty or no contest the charges of distributing child sexually abusive material and using a computer to commit a crime, with additional charges to be dismissed as part of the deal. His existing bond conditions will remain in place, and he is scheduled for sentencing in circuit court at 9 a.m. on Monday, February 2nd. And Douglas John Lubeski has reached a plea agreement with prosecutors and will plead guilty to operating a vehicle while visibly impaired in Sheridan Township. He was stopped for speeding around 11:30 p.m. in November 2025, where deputies determined he was visibly impaired and took him to the county jail for a blood alcohol test. The test showed levels of 0.163 and 0.166, more than double the legal limit of 0.08. Lubeski is scheduled for sentencing on January 29th at 10:30 a.m. And that was your news for the hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net for all of your news, weather, and obituaries.